inviting our breath into our nostrils, our lungs, and down into our feet, where they touch the floor, where they rest the floor. And through the floor, down through all the layers of human construction, and down through the layers of the earth, down to the center. And breathing up from the center of the earth, up through our feet, our ankles, our calves and shins, our knees, our thighs, our buttocks and our bellies, up through our chests and our back, to our shoulders and our necks, allowing the breath to flow down our arms, through our elbows, our forearms, our wrists, into our fingers. And up through our necks, to our scalp, our ears, our foreheads, all the little places that we feel things. Eyes, our nostrils, our lips, inside our ears, the top of our heads. Maybe we sense something like a flare of energy or a string or a cord reaching up from the top of our skulls into the mystery. Maybe it connects with that we've brought up from the core of the earth, up through our feet and through our bodies. We let it be as it is for us. There is no judgment. Allow ourselves to expand through our sides, through our arms, and our upper legs, our elbows, our hips, out into the space around us. Perhaps encountering that same energy of those in the room with us. It's okay, they are no barrier to our expansion. We allow ourselves to expand as far as we choose to expand, as far as it feels right. Up and down and around. All that feels like us. Perhaps out to the very limits of all being. Perhaps no further than our skin. We let ourselves rest there. Fully ourselves. As the moon is always fully itself, whether it's the full moon or the new moon. Allowing ourselves to be fully. In our fullness, we allow ourselves to become aware of our spark of humanity, of Christ. We may find it lodged somewhere within our physical system, within our bodies, or it may be somewhere in that energy field we've just claimed outside our physical bodies. Wherever it is, we recognize it and we acknowledge it, and we allow our awareness to rest on it, to become acquainted with it or reacquainted with it. Allowing our awareness and our spark to recognize each other, cuddle up together, or whatever they choose, curling up like puppies, or whatever image is true for you. When it feels right, when it feels possible, through our spark, our awareness, through our spark, reaching out to connect with and affirm the spark of someone else in the room, or perhaps outside the room, and see how that feels. Our spark, to our awareness. Just gently connecting with and affirming. We can reach out in addition to connect with and affirm another spark or two in the room. And recognize how that feels. Through that, we can reach out and connect with and affirm the spark in others in the building, perhaps others who have been involved in the spark work. Through our sparks, we reach out and connect with these others. We may never have met them. We may never meet them. They they may never have heard of the concept of the spark of humanity. Yet our sparks may reach out and connect with and affirm their spark. If we feel like it, if it feels right, we can go to the other level, the other arena, and let people who we're worried about or scared of or have negative feelings toward come to mind. Through our sparks, through the pool of spark we have in this space, we can reach out to and connect with and affirm the sparks in these others. Knowing that subtly and irresistibly, we are supporting their transformation. Goodness and wholeness. Play around with that for a while if you're so inclined. Knowing you're always grounded in your own spark, the sparks in this place, and when that feels enough, can return to our own sparks within our own systems and keep our awareness there for a little bit, to return our awareness to our spark. Realizing that this work is good, it's powerful, it's effective, and it deserves to be supported. So we can think of gaining access to the spark support, to what the support that is needed for our sparks as we claim them. And claim our being agents of transformation. The image we use is one of roots. Roots drawing into, connecting with, drawing from the resources we need. Think of ourselves perhaps as trees or plants. With roots reaching out to provide stability, assurance, place, and drawing in nutrients. The soil, from all that is around us, that we may be stable and secure in our place in this work. Also think, envision, feel a taproot going down, down, down through all the layers of physical reality into the metaphysical reality, down to the aquifer of living wisdom, of living truth. And drawing up from that inexhaustible aquifer drawing it up to feed us to support our work our desire to be agents of transformation to stabilize feed our hearts and our minds and our sparks. Then we can further envision little root hairs growing out. The roots that are giving us the stability, reaching out and connecting with the roots and others, touching them, connecting with them, as our root hairs reach out and connect with the root hairs and others. The others we choose to touch, the people in this room, in this building. We may feel ourselves being strengthened just by this connection and recognize that they too are strengthened by this touch. If you've ever grown strawberries or been around strawberries, you know how their rhizomes reach out. There are mosses that do that too. So we can think of these little root hairs, these little rootlets, reaching out through all dimensions, globally, around the world, touching other people's root hairs, strengthening them, strengthening us. To the other dimensions, beyond this solar system, through space, through time. Through that which we call death, through that which we call birth, reaching out and connecting, connecting with our community, connecting with community. With the community, the wisdom, and the stability. We have all the resources we need as agents of transformation. Yet for many of us, if not all of us, as we do this work, we become aware that we still have defenses. We have defenses. We have distortions. We have bafflements. And we recognize that just as our sparks connect with and affirm the spark in others, it strengthens their spark and seems to erode their defenses, release their distortions, and clarify their bafflements. This work, as we engage in it, strengthens our sparks. And therefore would clarify our bafflement and release our distortions and erode our defenses. So at this point, we begin to consider how willing we are to allow our sparks to erode our defenses, to release our distortions, to clarify our bafflement. In this work, this is not a matter of our willpower, our intelligence, our decision, our work. It is our willingness to have our spark do this. Gauging how willing we are in each instance where we allow ourselves to be aware of our bafflement, aware of our distortions, aware of our defenses. Asking ourselves, are we willing? refraining from judgment. Always. Perhaps inquiring further. Are we willing to be willing? Or am I willing to be willing to be willing? Honesty. We have the resources we need, the access to the wisdom and the stability and the community. To be honest about our degree of willingness. And to invite our sparks to do their work. Eroding our defenses, releasing our distortions, and clarifying our bafflements.
For more information, please visit us at sparkofhumanity.net. Thank you.